你之所以无法清晰思考
The reason why you can't think clearly.
其根源并不在于你的智力水平
The root of the problem lies not in your intelligence level.
所谓的过度思考
Overthinking.
根本就不是思考本身的问题
It's not a problem of thinking itself.
而是在你已经处于思考之中时
And when you are already in the process of thinking,
又试图对思考进行再思考
trying to think about thinking again.
大脑的运作方式并不像一座图书馆
The way the brain works is not like a library.
你可以随意抽出一本书
You could pick any book at random.
从容细致地翻阅与审视
Careful and thorough review and examination.
它更像一条流动的溪流
It's more like a flowing stream.
而当你试图用手抓住水流
It's when you try to grab the flow of water.
以便看得更清楚时
In order to see more clearly.
你反而扰动了你正试图观察的对象
You are disturbing the object you are trying to observe.
本身大多数人相信思考的越多
Most people believe that the more you think, the more you will understand.
思考就会越好。
Thinking will make you better.
只要你对某个问题反复分析。
As long as you repeatedly analyze a problem.
在脑海中不断推敲。
Constantly pondering in my mind.
终究会看得更加透彻。
Eventually, you will see more clearly.
然而
However,
当你如此行事时
when you are so formal,
会出现一种颇为奇特的现象
a rather peculiar phenomenon will occur.
你思考的越多
the more you think,
问题反而变得越加浑浊
the problem becomes increasingly complex.
这并非因为问题本身变难了
This is not because the problem itself has become more difficult.
而是因为你在原始问题之上不断叠加一层又一层的思绪。
Instead, it's because you keep adding layer upon layer of thoughts on top of the original question.
不妨看看一个人实际思考时。
Let's take a look at how a person actually thinks.
究竟发生了什么？设想。
What exactly happened?
想一名学生正面对一道数学题。
A student is facing a math problem.
题目本身也许相当直接，求三角形的面积简单明了。
The title itself might be quite straightforward, asking for the area of a triangle, simple and clear.
但请观察其内心的变化过程。
But please observe the changes in his inner state.
首先是题目本身，随后冒出一个念头。
First, the question itself, then a thought emerges.
我这样做对吗?
Is this right?
接着是,如果我忘了公式怎么办?
What if I forget the formula?
然后是,我总是把这种题搞砸。
Then I always mess up these questions.
再
Again.
然后是,为什么我在这方面这么慢?
Then why am I so slow in this area?
很快
Soon,
这名学生就不再处理那道数学题了。
This student no longer dealt with that math problem.
而是在应对另一个完全不同的问题。
And in dealing with another completely different problem.
一个关于自身能力是否足够的心理问题。
A psychological problem about whether one's ability is sufficient.
而这个问题根本没有解。
And this problem has no solution at all.
因为它甚至不是真正的问题。
Because it's not even a real problem.
只是一种噪音。
It's just noise.
这才是过度思考的本质。
This is the true nature of overthinking.
心智制造出与原始问题毫无关联的刺激问题。
Create stimuli that are unrelated to the original problem, but still challenge the mind.
而其棘手之处在于
The tricky part is that
这些刺激问题会让人产生一种他们很重要的错觉。
These provocative questions will make people feel that they are important.
他们看起来像是在思考。
They seem to be thinking.
实则只是干扰。
Actually, it's just interference.
于是自然会引出一个问题。
This naturally leads to a question.
如何停止这一切？
How to stop all of this?
而大多数人在此又会犯下另一个错误。
And most people make another mistake here.
他们试图通过思考，如何停止过度思考，来停止过度思考。
They tried to stop overthinking by thinking about how to stop overthinking.
他们分析自己的过度思考。
They analyzed their overthinking.
忧虑自己的忧虑。
Worry about your worries.
于是便在第二层问题之上。
Then, on the second level of questions,
又叠加出第三层问题。
This adds another layer of complexity.
而第二层本就建立在第一层之上。
And the second layer is built on top of the first layer.
这就像试图通过把床单揉得更皱。
This is like trying to fix a wrinkled bedsheet by crumpling it up.
来抚平其褶皱一样慌。
Smooth out the absurd wrinkles.
没有。那么替代之。
Then the alternative path.
到何
What is it?
在第一条原则出奇的简单。
The first principle is surprisingly simple.
简单，将问题本身与对问题的质疑区分开。
Distinguish between the problem itself and the questioning of the problem.
来，当你面对任何问题。
When facing any problem.
问题，无论是数学。
Whether it's mathematics.
的现实。
Realistic.
的，还是个人。
Personal.
的，都存在两个层。
There are two levels.
面，一是实际的问题本身。
One is the actual problem itself.
本身，二是你附加其上的一。
Two, you add everything on top of it.
一切，绝大多数心理痛苦。
The vast majority of psychological pain.
源自后者。
Derived from the latter.
我该如何解这道方程？
How do I solve this equation?
这是一个干净的问题。
This is a clean question.
而如果我解不出来意味着什么？
What does it mean if I can't solve it?
为什么？
Why?
这对我来说这么难。
Is this so difficult for me?
如果我失败会怎样？
What if I fail?
这些附加部分才是纠缠的根源。
These additional parts are the root of the problem.
再想想你在阅读一段晦涩文本时的情形。
Think about the situation when you read a piece of text with illustrations.
文本本身具有其意义。
The text itself has its own meaning.
但在阅读过程中。
During reading.
你的头脑开始生成各种评述。
Your mind starts to generate various reviews.
这太难懂了。
This is too difficult to understand.
我本该理解它。
I should have understood him.
别人肯定比我理解得更快。
Others must understand me faster than I do.
也许我不够聪明。
Maybe I'm not smart enough.
无法掌握这类材料。
Unable to master this material.
请注意，这些评述。
Please note these reviews.
没有任何一条有助于你理解文本。
There is no sentence that helps you understand the text.
它们只是噪音。
They are just noise.
无论你是否加入这些评述。
Whether you join or not.
文本本身的难度并未发生改变。
The difficulty of the text itself has not changed.
真正的技巧在于。
The real skill lies in.
当你觉察到这些评述开始出现时，不去对抗。
When you notice these reviews starting to appear, don't fight against them.
他们，也不试图消除他们，只是如其所示地看见，他们是评论，而非内容。
They also don't try to eliminate them. They just see them as comments rather than content.
这就像观看一部电影结束后的字幕滚动。
This is like reading subtitles after a movie ends.
你无需对其做任何处理。
You don't need to process it at all.
只需任其流逝。
Let it flow.
是。第二条原则是。
Second principle.
当大脑获得一个真实而具体的任务时。
When the brain receives a real and specific task.
它会自行变得清明。过度思考。
It will become overly clear-headed and overthinking.
发生在一种真空之中。
Occurs in a vacuum.
当你的心智没有具体对象可供运作时。
When your mind has no specific object to operate on.
它就会转而处理自身。
He will then turn to deal with himself.
于是便产生了无休止的关于思考的思考的循环。
This led to an endless cycle of thinking about thinking.
但只要给予大脑一个实际的任务。
But as long as the brain receives a real response.
某种外在且明确的事情。
Some external and explicit thing.
这种循环便会停止。设想。
This cycle will stop imagining.
一个人在夜里辗转难眠。
A person is lying awake at night.
反复回想
Recalling repeatedly
白天的一次对话
A daytime conversation
我是否说错了话
Did I say something wrong?
对方真正的意思是什么
What is the real meaning of the other party?
我当时该如何回应
What should I have said?
思绪不断打转
Thoughts swirling
可能持续数小时
It may last for several hours.
但如果这个人起身拿出纸笔
And if this person gets up and takes out a pen and paper
把对话的内容逐字写下
Write down the content of the conversation word by word
并写出自己理想中的回应
And write out your ideal response
那么思考便立刻转化为富有成效的活动
Then thinking immediately becomes a productive activity
他有了方向。
He has a direction.
此时他不再是过度思考。
At this moment, he was no longer overthinking.
而只是思考。
Just thinking.
关键在于具体幸福。模糊的问题。
The key lies in the vague problem of happiness.
只会引发模糊的思考。
Only lead to vague thinking.
而模糊的思考又会不断滋生。
And the vague thoughts will continue to breed.
更多模糊。
More vague.
形成无尽循环。
Form an endless loop.
而具体的问题则会引导出具体的思考。
And the specific questions will lead to specific thinking.
从而导向具体的解决方案或明确的结论。
This leads to specific solutions or clear loops.
即便结论是我不知道。
The conclusion is that I don't know.
那也是具体的。
That's also specific.
你可以据此继续推进。第三条原则。
You can continue to promote the third principle based on this.
关乎时间与耐心。大脑以
Time and patience, brain.
以其自身的节奏解决问题。
Solve problems at your own pace.
而非按照你强加的节奏运作。
Instead of operating according to the pace you impose.
当你试图强行获得理解时
When you try to force understanding.
你实际上制造了压力
You actually created pressure.
而在压力之下
Under pressure.
心智会收紧僵化
Mindset can become rigid and inflexible.
这就像你在一场聚会中试图回忆某人的名字
This is like trying to remember someone's name at a party.
越是用力去想，他
The more I try to think about it,
反而越是逃离。
The more you try to escape, the more you get caught.
但当你停止强求
But when you stop forcing,
转而去做别的事情时
When you turn to do something else,
那个名字往往会自行浮现。
That name often comes to mind spontaneously.
这并非懒散。
This is not laziness.
而是对洞见如何产生的深刻理解。
Instead, it is a deep understanding of how insights are generated.
你可以专注研究一个问题一小时。
You can focus on studying a problem for an hour.
然后将其搁置。
Then put it aside.
随后在进行完全无关的活动时。
Subsequently, when engaging in completely unrelated activities,
洗碗、散步或只是望向窗外，答案却忽然显现。
The answer suddenly appeared, whether it was washing dishes, taking a walk, or just looking out the window.
这并非神秘现象。
This is not a mysterious phenomenon.
大脑会在无意识层面继续处理问题。
The brain continues to process problems at an unconscious level.
但前提是你不再以立刻给我答案的要求。
But the prerequisite is that you no longer ask me for immediate answers.
不断打断它。
Keep interrupting it.
许多学生都会犯这样的错误。
Many students make this mistake.
在备考时。
During preparation.
一旦无法立即回忆起某个知识点。
Once you can't immediately recall a piece of knowledge.
便陷入恐慌。
Panic.
他们更用力地尝试回忆
They tried harder to remember.
进而加剧焦虑。而焦虑
Further exacerbate anxiety, leading to anxiety.
又进一步削弱记忆的提取能力。
Further weaken the ability to extract memories.
然而
However,
如果他们只是转向另一道题目
If they just turn to another question,
稍后再回头，先前无法想起的答案。
Come back later to revisit the patterns that were previously forgotten.
往往会变得显而易见。
It often becomes obvious.
唯一改变的，并不是外在条件。
The only thing that has changed is not the external conditions.
而是他们所施加的压力。
It's the pressure they put on us.
而这背后存在着一个更为深层的机制。
And behind this lies a deeper mechanism.
心智具有两种基本运作模式。
The mind has two basic operating modes.
其一是专注而审慎的模式。
The first is a focused and cautious approach.
适用于对明确问题运用既有方法。
Suitable for applying existing methods to well-defined problems.
其二是弥散而联想的模式，擅长建立联系、识别模式。
Secondly, the ability to establish connections and recognize patterns is a key skill.
并生成新的路径与洞见。
And generate new paths and insights. Okay.
过度思考往往发生在你将专注模式错误地应用于需要弥散模式的问题。
My tendency to overthink often occurs when you apply a focused mode to a problem that requires a dispersed mode.
或反之亦然。
Either or conversely.
可以借助视觉来理解这一点。
Here is how you can understand this with the help of visuals.
在昏暗环境中
In a dimly lit environment,
当你直视某个对象时
when you look directly at an object,
反而难以看清
it's hard to see clearly.
但若将视线略微偏移
but if you shift your gaze slightly,
让余光去捕捉
let the light shine,
它却会变得清晰
it will become clear.
这是因为视网膜中央与周边区域的功能不同
This is because the central and peripheral regions of the retina have different functions.
它们分别为不同任务而设计心智、意识。
They are designed for different tasks.
如此。
Therefore,
有些问题
some questions
正面逼视
directly scorn
只会使其愈加模糊。
It will only make it more obscure.
你需要侧面观看。
You need to observe from the side. Well,
这也解释了为何答案常常在你不再刻意思考时浮现。
This also explains why the answer often appears when you stop thinking about it.
当你停止专注性的努力
When you stop focusing your efforts,
弥散模式便开始接管。
The pattern of dispersion began to take over.
其实一直在运作。
Actually, it's been running.
只是此前被专注模式的噪声所淹没。
It was just drowned out by the noise of the previous focused mode.
就像你一边大声喊叫
Like you're screaming at the top of your lungs.
一边试图听清一段细微的对话
They were trying to eavesdrop on a faint conversation.
那么当你真正陷入僵局时
So when you're really stuck,
该如何运用这一点？答案并非更用力的思考。
The answer is not to think harder, but to use this.
而是以不同的方式思考，转向其他任务。
Instead, think of different ways to approach other tasks.
阅读不同领域的内容，或外出散步。
Read content from different fields or go for a walk.
让问题暂时搁置。
Postpone the problem temporarily.
这在直觉上往往令人不安。
This is often unsettling on a visceral level.
因为我们被教导坚持意味着持续不断的用力。
Because we are taught that perseverance means continuous effort.
但真正的坚持
But true perseverance
包含着对节奏的判断
contains a judgment of rhythm.
知道何时收手
Know when to stop.
让更深层的心智过程接管。
Let deeper mental processes take over.
将这一原理应用于现实情境会更加清晰。
This principle will be clearer when applied to real-world situations.
例如
For example,
写作
Writing
你写出一段文字
Write a piece of text
却觉得不够理想
But I still feel it's not ideal.
于是反复重写。一小时过去
So, after repeatedly rewriting, an hour has passed.
你已生成六个版本。
You have generated six versions.
彼此略有差异。
Slightly different from each other.
却再也无法判断哪一个更好。
But I can no longer tell which one is better.
这正是过度思考的典型表现。
This is a typical example of overthinking.
你已经失去了最初的表达意图。
You have lost the original intention of expression.
每一次修改都在偏离那个原点。
Every modification deviates from the original point.
而你却在缺乏参照的情况下。
And you, on the other hand, are lacking a reference point.
比较这些版本。解决之道并非更精细的分析。
These versions do not provide a more detailed analysis, but rather a comparison.
而是彻底抽离，离开一段时间，一小时。
Instead, completely withdraw and leave for a while or even for an hour.
甚至一天。
Even a day.
当你回到文本时
When you return to the text,
要么一眼看出哪个版本最为清晰
Either identify the version that is clearest at a glance
要么意识到他们全都未触及本意
Either realize that they have all missed the point
于是直接写出一个全新的更准确的版本
So I directly wrote a completely new and more accurate version
再如职业选择
For example, in career choice
你获得一个工作机会
You get a job offer.
于是列出利弊清单
So, create a list of pros and cons.
两边各有道理
Both sides have their own reasons.
于是
So,
你继续补充条目调整权重征询他人意见
Continue to add items and adjust weights and consult others for advice.
反复思索
Repeatedly think,
甚至夜不能寐
even unable to sleep at night.
结果是你思考的越多
the more you think, the more results you will get.
反而越不确定。
The more uncertain.
这是因为你试图仅凭分析达至确定性。
This is because you are trying to determine the certainty solely based on the analysis of Dashi.
但有些决策本质上无法通过分析获得确定答案。
However, some decisions cannot be definitively answered through analysis.
在某个时刻
At some point,
你必须承认
You must admit,
信息已足够
The information is sufficient.
接下来只需做出选择
Next, just make a choice.
此时的过度思考并未推动决策
At this time,Excessive thinking did not lead to a decision.
只是在延迟决策
Just delaying the decision.
同时制造出一种我正在进展的幻觉
Simultaneously create a hallucination that I am in progress.
一个有效的方法是为思考设定明确的时间边界
An effective method is to set clear time limits for thinking.
例如
For example,
给自己三天时间进行审慎考量。
Give yourself 3 days to carefully consider.
收集信息，权衡角度。
From the perspective of collecting information.
但期限一到
But when the deadline arrives,
立即决断。
Make a decision immediately.
不再继续分析。
Stop analyzing.
这迫使你区分有效思考与原地打转。
This forces you to distinguish between effective thinking and spinning your wheels. Well,
再看人际层面的困扰，他人一句话令你不适。
When someone says something that bothers you on a personal level,
你在脑海中反复重演。
You replay it over and over in your mind.
对方究竟何意？
What is the other party's intention?
是否在针对你?
Are you targeting me?
你是否该回应?
Should you respond?
若回应,
If you respond,
又该如何展开?
How to continue?
对方又会如何反应?
What will the other person react to?
你构建出完整的虚拟
Have you built a complete virtual world?
对话与情境。
Dialogue and context.
而这些大多从未发生
And these mostly never happened.
也极可能永远不会发生。问题
It is also very possible that there will be no problems at all.
不在于你在思考
It's not about what you're thinking.
而在于你陷入了循环。
The key is that you are trapped in a cycle.
没有新的信息输入。
There is no new information input.
你只是对既有元素进行不断重组。
You are just rearranging existing elements.
每一次重组带来些许差异。
Each reorganization brings some differences.
使你误以为自己在推进。
Make you feel like you're making progress.
但实际上，你只是不断搅动。
But in fact, you are just stirring.
同一锅水，出路在于识别其本质。
The key to getting the same result from the same pot of water is to understand its essence.
这是无需上场的排练。
This is a rehearsal without a stage.
你在为一场并不存在的演出反复练习。
You are repeatedly practicing for a performance that doesn't exist.
即便真实对话发生。
Even if a real conversation takes place,
也绝不会按你设想的轨迹展开。
It will also not unfold as you expect.
所有这些心理排演不过是在消耗能量。
All these mental rehearsals are just wasting energy.
什么是有效的应对？进行身体活动。
What is an effective way to engage in physical activity?
将思绪写下。
Write down your thoughts,
并就此终止或投入到一个完全无关
and then terminate or divert it to a completely unrelated area.
但需要专注的任务中
However, in tasks that require focus,
修理某物
repair something,
构建某物阅读
Read a book.
具有挑战性的材料。
Challenging materials.
关键在于让心智参与到一个具有阻力的对象之中。
The key is to engage the mind in an object with resistance.
一个会对你产生反馈。
A feedback that will affect you.
打破循环的对象。
The object that breaks the cycle.
归根结底。
Key conclusion.
这一切指向一个核心结论，清晰，并非源于更多的思考。
All of this points to a clear conclusion, which is not the result of more thinking,
而源于更恰当的思考。
And stemming from more appropriate thinking,
而更恰当。
More appropriate,
并不关乎数量或强度。
It doesn't matter whether it's about quantity or intensity,
而在于辨识，何种思考。
The key is to identify which type of thinking.
真正服务于你，何种思考
？What kind of thinking truly serves you？
只是原地空转，心智
？Just spinning around in place。
是一种非凡的工具。
It is a remarkable tool。
但如同一切工具
，But like all tools，
其效能取决于使用方式。
Its effectiveness depends on how it is used。
小提琴在熟练者手中奏出乐音。
With skillful hands, the violin produces music.
在生疏者手中则只剩噪声。
In the hands of a reader, there is only noise.
乐器未变，变的是使用者。
The instrument is not changed, but the user is.
你的心
Your mind.
志意
Ishi.
过度思考
Overthinking.
不过是误用这一工具时产生的噪声。
However, this is just noise caused by misuse of the tool.
真正的解放在于意识到你无需掌控每一个念头。
The true key lies in realizing that you don't need to control every thought.
无需解答。
No answer needed.
每一个不确定性。
Every uncertainty.
也无需在行动之前获得完备的认知。
You don't need to have complete knowledge before taking action.
那些令你夜不能寐的问题。
The questions that keep you up at night.
多数并非真实的问题。
Most are not real questions.
而只是心智。
But just the mind.
在无事可做时自动运行的评论程序。
A comment program that runs automatically when there is nothing else to do.
给他一个更值得投入的对象。
Give him a more worthwhile object to focus on.
回到具体之中。
Going into specifics.
你究竟需要解决什么
？What exactly do you need to solve?
缺失的信息是什么
？What information is missing?
下一步行动是什么？
What is the next step?
这些才是真正的问题。
These are the real problems.
并且具有真实的答案。
And provide accurate answers.
其余的一切。
The rest.
那些如果会怎样的设想，自我怀疑。
What if I could imagine myself doubting?
虚构对话，无尽分析。
Infinite analysis of fictional dialogue.
不过是噪声
But it's just noise.
是静电干扰而奇妙之处在于
The fascinating thing about static electricity is that
当你停止过度思考时
When you stop overthinking
你并不会思考得更少
You won't think less
而是思考得更好
Instead, think better
思路更清晰
More clear thinking
想法更顺畅
More fluid thoughts
解决方案更迅速地浮现
Solutions emerge more quickly
并非因为你更加用力
Not because you are working harder
而是因为你不再阻碍自己大脑本就擅长解决问题
Instead, you are allowing your brain to naturally solve problems
早在你学会反复质疑自己之前
Before you learn to question yourself repeatedly,
它便如此运作。信任这一机制
He operated based on this mechanism of trust.
给予他真实的问题。
Give him real questions.
让他以自身的节奏运作。
Let it run at its own pace.
当你再次陷入那种熟悉的关于思考的循环时，
When you find yourself caught in that familiar cycle of thinking about thinking,
只需觉察它，无需对抗。
Just be aware of it without fighting.
只需看见。
Just see.
那不过是心智在表达，此刻并无真正有价值的任务可供处理。
That's just the mind expressing a lack of truly valuable tasks to process at the moment.
于是要么给他一个具体的任务，
So either give him a specific task,
要么干脆不给，这两者都远胜于与自己的思绪缠斗。
It is better to give neither than to struggle with one's own thoughts and be corrupted.
如果你从中获得了某些启发，
If you got some inspiration from it,
那么接下来还有更多值得探索之处。
There are still many more things worth exploring.
但不要通过反复思考。
But don't think about it repeatedly.
你学到了什么来探索？
What did you learn to explore?
而要通过实际运用，选择一件事。
And to choose one thing through practical application.
只需一件。在你下一次觉察到自己过度思考时加以尝试。
Just try one the next time you realize you're overthinking.
然后观察结果，理解来自实践而非对实践的分析。
Then observe the results and understand the practical implications rather than analyzing the practice.
而这也许正是最重要的一点。
And this may be the most important point.